today we have a guest. We have Vishnu on. Vishnu, thank you for being here.
Hi, I'm so
So
glad to be here.
Vishnu, yes. So Vishnu is one of my coworkers. I'm slowly working my way through. Giselle was the first one. You're the next one. Who knows who we'll have next? I feel like I need to have like someone chaotic, like Rishi or something on. That would be
Oh,
really
yeah.
entertaining. So yeah, thank you for being on.
I'm so
Oh,
glad to be here. I'm excited. I'm excited for a fun conversation, you
yeah,
know.
I'll dive straight in with the questions. What's your major? How long have you been a CA for?
Okay. my major's environmental engineering at ASU. I'm a senior, and this is my second and final year and final week as a CA here.
Yes.
Cheers.
Congrats. Woo! Was today your last desk shift, or do you have one more?
I have one more tonight.
Okay, you got two on the same day. Crazy.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's my last day of a desk. I have everything else done. Things are good.
Exciting.
There
So
you
exciting.
go.
I worked my last desk shift on Thursday or something, Wednesday or
Wow,
Thursday.
okay. Pretty
And I've been done.
early.
I have two more duty days though. I'm on duty tomorrow and then next Sunday, and then I'm done.
Wow, period.
Very exciting.
Do you have any crazy CA stories? I know we touched on that briefly in our last CA episode.
Oh wow, you
Did. Yeah,
know,
like what's
I don't
like
know
the
if any stories.
craziest call you've ever gotten or like any crazy things?
I don't think I have any stories that are gonna match some of my other coworkers, but I know that one time there was like I've gotten called multiple times about trespassers. That's been like my common thing when I've been on call.
How do you know if someone's trespassing? Like, do they
Because
knock?
it gets reported. There was a guy that was knocking on, like, he wasn't just trespassing, he was like knocking door to door.
Oh my God.
It was last year for during early in the year for during the midterm cycle. He was trying to get people to like register votes or like sign petitions or something, which is
Oh,
like
interesting.
go for political activism, but that's not allowed here.
Yeah,
Like,
no, that's kind of crazy, like going door to door.
Yeah, not in the
at an
residence
apartment, yeah,
halls.
at student housing for that. That was, yeah. So I got
Wild.
tipped off by my coworkers because he knocked on their door, and so then I literally had to run around through the property to try to find him, which is not a safe thing to do. Like, could you imagine? Like, you get told you're a trespasser, and you call your boss, and they tell you to find the trespasser.
Yeah,
What if the
why did the
trespasser is still
CD not
listening?
handle that?
The CD was Mike. So I don't know if
Okay.
we're allowed to shit on Mike on this podcast, if that's something.
Absolutely.
But Mike couldn't be bothered to come over here. So.
That sounds correct because Mike is not one of our CDs. He's in the community next door, so he really does not like to cross the parking lot if he doesn't
Yeah,
have
let's
to.
just say he empowered me to be independent in this scenario.
That's a very
So,
diplomatic way of saying it.
he was like,
I
go ahead
love
and find
that.
them and call PD and escort them out. And I was like, oh, all by myself, all of
That's
the
all
happy
by myself.
ending, happy, I guess, is that I never found him. He probably
No.
left all on his own.
That's good.
So PD did not have to be called.
No, didn't.
Perfect.
I've never had to call PD. Ooh.
Thank God. I was scared that I would have to. I like that makes me nervous. I've never had to call 911 in my life. So I like that would be scary.
I have once, I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast or not. I'll give a quick
Told
recap
me, but I don't think you've
of
said it on the
it.
podcast.
So it was this past summer. I had an internship in downtown Phoenix, which can be a sketch little area. And I was walking. Well, there's actually two. I'll start with this one. So I was walking to campus and it was like 10 a.m. in the morning. So it wasn't even a bad time to be out, but I heard screaming coming from one of the parking garages. And I was like, that does not sound good. And I like kept walking for a little bit, but I kept hearing the screaming and it sounded like someone saying, help me or save me. And so I was like, oh, I don't know. And so I ended up calling the non-emergency line because I was like, it doesn't sound like an emergency, like no one else looks concerned. And so I told them and I was like, it's on this crossroad, and they're like, okay, cool, thanks. So that was one of them. And the second one was also that summer. I was coming back from my internship, so walking towards the bus stop. And at this time, it was like 3 p.m. in the afternoon and in the middle of summer, so very, very hot. I was walking down, and there was this lady sitting on the side of the road, like having heat stroke. She was like panting and not doing okay. And she kept being like, "I'm dying, I'm dying." And so I walked a little past her because there's like a big homeless population there. And so I'm like, I don't know if I should interact. Maybe I shouldn't. But then I walked past her and then I kind of looked back and then she looked fine. She was well dressed. She was like 40 to 50 years old. She didn't look dangerous. And so I went back to her and I was like, "Hey, are you okay?" And she just like couldn't have a conversation with me. She was like, "Help me, help me." And then she starts saying things like, "Jesus is taking me. Please save me. The
Oh
Lord
my
is gonna come
God.
take me." I know. And I was like, "What do I do?" And so at that point, her friend comes by and her friend is like juggling those two bird scooters and she doesn't know what to do with them. And so I was like, "Oh, do you know her?" She's like, Yeah, she's my friend. We're just visiting from Atlanta." And I was like, "Is she okay?" And she was like, "Yeah, no, we've just been outside for a little bit. Like, do you know what I do with these scooters?" And I was like, "Forget the scooters. Your friend is dying. Like, what?" And she's like, "No, I just need to park the scooters. Like, I don't know where to put the scooters." And I've never used one of those. And
You
she's
just
like,
leave them.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, I think you just leave them, or like, doesn't it charge you by the minute? And then when you're done using it, it stops charging you." She's like, "No, it charges me, but it won't stop. Like, I need to take it somewhere, but I don't know where to take it." And she's like, "It just keeps charging me, and I've had this for like the past 2 hours." And she was like, "I've been spending the last 45 minutes just going up and down the street to try to put it somewhere, because
Oh
like,
my God.
apparently, the app was telling her to drop it off." And I was like, "Okay, so your friend is dying. You're worrying about these scooters. Like, what is going on?" And so then all I did is I Googled like how to drop off bird scooters. And it said it, there's like a drop off location for it. And so the drop off location was, I think, a 5 minute scooter ride or something. And so I was like, "You could go there, but I don't think your friend's okay. I'm like, she needs help right now." And so I gave her some water. I didn't have a lot on me, but I gave her the little bit I had. And then I had a notebook in my backpack. And so I was fanning her with a notebook to try
Oh
to
my
keep her
God.
down. And then it was such a chaotic time because the last
If you
bus,
actually did tell me this doesn't sound familiar.
no, maybe I didn't
No.
go into detail, but the last bus was leaving at 4:30 and this all started at around 3. So I kept looking at the time and being like, "I can't miss the last bus or else I'm not taking an Uber from downtown Phoenix back
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
where I live." And so I kept looking at the time, and then eventually I like straight up told the lady, I was like, "Forget the scooters. Like, can we help your friend right now? I know it's charging you by the minute, but she's not okay. Like, we need to help her." And so I think like that got in her brain and she was like, "Okay, fine." And so she dropped the scooters. She came to the friend and then we were trying to talk to her, and there was a building which I knew would have AC in it. So I was like, "Can we walk her to the building, just get her inside out of the sun?" And so I'm talking to the girl, or not the girl, she was like 45 years old. I was like, "Are you okay? Can we help walk you inside?" And again, not having a conversation. She's like, "Save me, save me, save me." And so I was like, "I don't think we can get her inside." She was also like slightly heavier, so we couldn't drag her or anything. And so I told the friend that was okay, I was like, "I think I'm gonna call 911. Like, we need the fire department here. We need the medics. Like, she's having a
Yeah.
stroke." And then I also clarified, I was like, "It's not cheap to get an ambulance called to you. Like, that it costs you money. And so I don't know, like,
Yeah.
insurance and you have that." I was like, "Another option is you can call an Uber and get you in the car and go back to your hotel." And then the other friend seemed like kind of lost. And so I was like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna call 911. Is that okay?" And she was like, "Okay, yeah, fine." And so I call 911. I talk to the police people and they say, "Okay, we're sending a fire truck to you." I tell them the crossroads, but in downtown, everything is only one way. And so I
Yeah.
literally saw them circle like twice before they could figure out which street to get on our side of the road on. So they finally got here. And then the firemen, this is like so crazy to me. There were four of them. They walk out, handsome men, I will say that. But like with the biggest grins on their face, they come down, they're like, "Hey, ladies, how's your day going today?" And I was like, "Good, she needs help." And they're like, "Where are you from? What brings you out to downtown?" I was
That's
like,
when you're taking bedside manner too far.
literally, I was like, "Do you have water? Like,
Oh
can you give her an ice pack?" I was
my
trying
God.
to like control the situation, but they were so at ease. Because they've seen so many of these cases that it's not a big deal to them. They're
It's
probably
also
like, oh yeah,
always the
another heat
tourists,
stroke.
man. Whenever you hear about people getting heat strokes, like
Exactly.
having to be like airlifted off of the mountains, it's because it's the tourists.
Yeah,
They
literally.
underestimate the Arizona heat. It's crazy.
Right. And so
Have you
then
guys
at
ever
that point,
gotten
I
heat
really.
stroke?
What? Have I ever got heat stroke?
I have
Have you guys ever
passed
gotten
out
heat
because of
stroke?
dehydration, but I've never gotten heat stroke.
I've never passed out or got heat stroke. I've been pretty close. The marching band rehearsals, those sometimes take it out of you.
Oh,
But my
yeah.
sister has like fainted once and I was there with her for that. But I never have, thankfully.
Yeah.
But
Usually,
yeah,
I like when I
basically.
start feeling it, I leave the situation.
Exactly. To wrap up the story really quick, I had to run to catch the bus, but then I was like, this is her name. Like, I hope you can help her. Good afternoon, or have a good afternoon, I guess. Bye. And then I left. But that was the one time I called 911 for real, the non-emergency one.
Wow.
That's
I
know.
crazy.
I
Did you
know.
put that in your med school applications that
I
you
should
help
have.
random passerbys?
I'm just such a good Samaritan.
I mean, listen, that's the kind of mindset you need to have. Like, not
Right.
like being focused on what they need, like
Maybe
hashtag
for the
doctor
residency
for
application,
help.
I'll start brainstorming.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, heat stroke in Arizona is no joke, though. That can get
It's
you.
not. I got heat stroke when I was in fourth grade.
Really?
Just like it was just like I was in like recess, playing on the playground, just having too much fun, not keeping track of my hydration. Get back in the little line so we can linear, what is it? Single file, walk back in, right? Pass out, fall to the ground.
Oh
Okay, have to
no.
the nurse comes out with the wheelchair. Okay.
Oh my God.
I get wheelchaired across the elementary school. I can't even hold my pee in, so I literally remember telling the nurse, like, I'm gonna pee. And then she was so sweet about it. She was like, just pee. And so then,
Me.
yeah. And so I just literally peed my pants on this in
Wow.
this wheelchair as like a child in this like in the school. She
How is
like
that a
pulled over to a
symptom
little
of heat stroke,
corner.
though? I would think your body tries to conserve your liquid. Why
It was like heat, maybe it was
spontaneous?
heat exhaustion. I don't
Oh
know what it
yeah.
was.
Yeah,
Maybe it
you
was
just
heat
couldn't control your
exhaustion.
body.
Yeah, like I just like couldn't. Like my muscles felt
Oh.
so weak. Like I tried to hold it. It wasn't
That's
happening.
crazy.
It's the heat is seriously no joke. And like, people talk about snow days. Like we would sometimes stay home because of excessive heat
No,
days.
literally. Yeah, it's the
Yeah.
opposite here.
Cause you were born and raised in Arizona, right, Vishnu?
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah,
Yeah.
remind me what high school you went to.
I went to Gilbert Classical Academy.
Is that a
Did they teach
charter or
you?
private?
Technically, if we're talking technically, it's public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one
But
of those
was there
schools
like
where it's in a public
uniforms and
school district.
stuff?
It has really strict uniforms. It's like a lottery. So it's open to anybody, but you just have to put your name in, like to register to say you want your kid to go there.
Yeah.
And then they do a lottery. And then if you win the lottery, your kid has a seat there. So anybody can sign up. But it's like people know it's rigorous. And also if your kid doesn't meet the academic requirements, like if they
Yeah.
fail, they get dismissed from the academy. So you
Oh,
have never.
wow. Damn. Did you find it difficult? Was it like basis hard or was it like manageable for
It's
a man
definitely
of your
not basis hard.
caliber?
It's like just like honestly, like pretty close to a regular honors school experience I got, I feel like. I mean, I never
Okay.
really went to a big public school. I kind of wish I did. The
It's an
school, it's
experience. It's an experience.
Like the small school vibe, like it felt like there wasn't enough opportunity for the students,
Yeah. Also, you know everyone. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's in each other's business.
Yeah, and
Like,
that's like a plus and a minus. And I mean, I don't keep in touch with a lot of people from high school anymore. Most like I have my good friends that I still keep in touch with, and then a few other people I have on social media. But for
yeah.
one reason or another, pretty much everybody else I've just distanced from. Not necessarily intentionally, that's just how it happened.
Yeah. I went to one of
Mm-hmm.
those schools for middle school from 6th to 8th grade. It was called Legacy Traditional Schools, and we had a uniform and had to write in cursive and all of that fun stuff. But then I got the public school experience in high school, which I was really grateful for, especially because I did marching band. And so it was like, the bigger the band is, the better the program is generally. And so
Right.
I think that.
I didn't get to, I did
Avantika
band in
grew up
school,
down
but
the
I never
road
got to
from
do
you
much.
because she's from Chandler.
You're from Chandler? I'm from Gilbert, but I live in Chandler now.
Hence the Gilbert Classical Academy.
Yeah.
I went to school on Gilbert Road, actually. That's where Legacy Traditional School was.
Okay, wow.
I
That'll
know
be
they
pretty
have
close
Great
too.
Hearts there, which is a high
Yeah,
school.
Great Hearts. I mean, that was like the OG. Well, all the preparatory academies are Great Hearts, right?
We had like a new one be built right near my middle school when I was in sixth grade. And so a bunch of people in the gifted program just transferred there, like literally our whole class basically transferred there. And I was like, I don't want to wear a uniform. I don't want to be one of those kids. So, because it was charter, so you didn't have to pay for it. But like, I didn't want to do that really. Was not about
And
that.
now we all ended up at ASU, the biggest
I know.
coincidence. So
Yeah. You got your big public school kind of experience after
I
all
did. And
being
you know what?
there.
It's great. You'll find because it's ASU's such a small school for being such a big school,
It
you
is
know?
like
And I feel
you
like part of
know
that
too many
maybe is because I'm
people.
in Barrett. Because people always talk about how Barrett gives you that small school and a big school.
It
And I'm
does.
also in engineering, which is in one of the biggest schools in ASU, right? So it's but it's crazy how many people you recognize, how many people you forge like some kind of connection with and you see around all the time. Like pretty much anytime I'm on campus, I recognize or say wave to at least one person I run
And you're
into.
then in a smaller major within IRA too. So
Yeah,
like,
I'm in a such much smaller major, so I've made such good connections with all of my cohort. We're all grad that are graduating together. That's been super great. So, yeah,
there's
like,
also those people on campus that you don't know their name, but you see them every day because
oh
you like
yeah.
walk to that class together or you sit in the same vicinity. So it's not even like the acquaintances or people you wave to. It's also the people you don't wave to, but you know who they are.
Right. Like the people that like I used to always sit on like the second floor of Noble Library off to the right of the stairs. And so then I was like a regular there for all of my junior year. And then everybody else that were regulars there, I would see them and we'd clock each other like I see you all the time here, but and it's like good like the subtle like good luck with what you're doing, but never actually speaking with them.
Do you have a favorite memory from college? Like a
Oh,
favorite like
I can't
moment
believe
or
we're at that
whatever?
part
I
already.
know.
Oh wow, that is so hard. I'm honestly not been thinking a lot in like that reminiscent nostalgic lens just yet because I've still been so focused on like the present, the here and now, and what needs to get done.
Very
But
true.
I feel like the moment I'm done with my last exam and it's like getting ready for ceremonies, or even maybe after my last ceremony, it'll just be like in that in that mood. Oh wow, some of my favorite memories. Well, I have some really good memories, like just hanging out, like with my friends. That's so yeah. Let's see, specific events that are coming to mind. One time in junior year, like kind of like the first big thing I did with my major mates that kind of brought us all together. Because how it kind of worked out is that we kind of had formed like little pockets of friends, but we hadn't all like hung out together in those little pockets. So, one of my friends hosted a like cookout carne asada at the beginning of our junior year. So she like literally walked up to the front of the class and was like, "Hey, so I'm hosting this. Like, I would love it if you guys came," which was so brave of her, right?
Good
Just
for
like to go
her.
to a front of a class before you like really know a lot of them and just like invite them. And so she did. And so she was like, "There's gonna be food and drinks." And then the professor was like, "Hey, like I can put in a campus announcement for this," which is so sweet too. Maybe not allowed because we literally said that there was gonna be alcohol there, but and so then we all met up there, and it was like the start, kind of like the start of everything. Because from then, we all like went out all the time together, had all these different functions and parties and celebrations together over these last 2 years, and it's been such a fun group. So like maybe the start of that, we went to Zoolites together one time, which was
That's
fun.
fun.
Yeah,
How big is your
that's definitely one
cohort?
thing, huh?
How big is your cohort?
So total, I think like 25, but that group is like
Okay.
maybe 15.
That's way smaller than I thought. So, do you guys even have different class timing options, or everyone just takes the exact same classes?
No, yeah, there's only one professor for sec per class for pretty
Okay.
much every class after freshman year. So if you're taking the class that semester, you're taking it with them, you know?
That's
Yeah.
wild. That does make you close, though. So it's nice that all of you get along.
All those late night studying too, like you can't not get close after her having to do that, you know?
Yeah. It's called trauma bonding. Love
That's
it.
right. So this is the last week, pretty much like everybody in that main group is graduating this semester.
A couple of you were doing 4+1, though, right?
Yeah, just three of us are doing
Okay.
four
So
plus
including
one,
you?
including me. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's another reason why maybe I'm not as like, this is the end, is because I have one more
Yeah.
year.
Right.
But it'll still be so different, you know, because I'll be
Yeah.
either commuting or like having in some kind of off-campus apartment. And it'll be pretty much everyone else is gone.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going back and forth between being nostalgic and not. 'Cause like for me, this is like the end of my time at Tempe, especially. And
True.
so like I'm
Right.
not coming back to Tempe except for like events and things. And so I feel like that is making me nostalgic. Like I went to my first frat party yesterday in 2 years, basically. And
Wow.
that was so nostalgic because, like, that used to be such a huge part of my life. Like, sophomore year, I used to go all the time. And it was like, just, I was just thinking, like, while I was there, I was like, this is such a different phase of life I'm in now. Like, it was so different back then. That was crazy.
Yeah, after the marching season, I thought I was never going to see the stadium again. But then we had like an NGSC event happening there. So I was like, oh, here's the stadium. And then I thought I was never going to be in the bubble either, which is like the dome that we used to practice in. But then this past weekend, there was like one of our TAs is doing an interview. And so she wanted practice with us and she was teaching us marching band stuff. And so I was in the bubble again. So it feels like every time I get nostalgic and I'm like, oh, I'm never going to see this place ever again, I end up there again. And so we'll see if that was actually the last time or not.
Yeah.
It's
But yeah,
crazy
it
because you
feels
can
different.
never say for sure when something is your last time doing something. It's just one time
Exactly.
it is, you know?
Yeah.
The other day,
Crazy.
like the weather was so nice, and I was just sitting outside, like by the frozen yogurt shop,
Oh,
and
yeah.
like the sun was gorgeous, and there was like a light breeze, and I was like, wow, this is nice.
Yeah, this is
Yeah.
college.
And it's ending.
I know.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite memories, I took a class with my sister this past semester, not in the spring, but in the fall. And it was really nice because first the class was super, super easy, so we didn't have to pay attention at all. And then the professor was just like a little clueless, like, you know, those professors that say things that were like, what are you talking about? Or they don't know how to work PowerPoint. And so there was once Anushka and I were cracking up because he had a bunch of formulas on a slide and someone was like, oh, we can't see it. And so he was like trying to zoom it in, but he just couldn't figure it out. And then it like all of us were telling him to put it in full screen, but he didn't know what that meant. And so Anushka and I were just dying. We're like, what is going on? But I think it's like those small moments that's like, that's what my college
Yeah.
experience was. That's what you
Absolutely.
remember the most. Yeah.
I don't
Oh,
even know
so
what mine would
fast.
be. So many things. I mean, band stuff,
Yeah.
obviously. Like, you know, first run out of the tunnel, core
Oh,
memory for
always.
sure.
Yeah.
The Vegas trip for band was great. Devil, even like Devilpalooza, like last weekend. Like, that was
That
so
was a good
great. That
time.
was such a good, like, college memory thing. So many things. So many things.
It's so hard to just pick, right? I feel like it's such a collective experience. So to
It
pick out
is.
like the things from the bunch that are your favorite, like, you know, it's difficult because there's so many things.
Yeah. What are you
It's
up to this
everything.
summer, Vishnu?
Oh, you know what? This summer, damn. Well, I actually have a lot to say about that. So buckle up, you guys. I had a whole like internship crisis this last week.
Oh,
So, and it was like a crisis in the best way. Basically,
no.
I've signed an offer letter like in December for an internship for this summer. So I've had one locked in for a while now. And before I even got heard back for that one for an interview or anything in December, I was like applying like crazy during that time for internships, and the company, like a really prestigious local company, reached out to me for an interview for a position I applied for in December. a week ago, actually,
Oh my God.
last a little over a week ago, last Friday. So I took it just because I was pretty like locked in and for the internship I have. And I took, but I just took it because I wanted to keep building my internships, not sorry, interview skills and get that practice in, right? And I was just,
Networking.
yeah, and a small part of me was like, who knows, like maybe this will be like a, such a crazy opportunity, right? And I do the interview, think nothing of it. The interview was only like 18 minutes. I was like,
18, oh my
like
God.
it was really short, right? And I was like, I don't know if he got enough from me. And I also wasn't like too committed to it because of like what I discussed. Like I already had a job. But then on Monday I get, they reach out to me about an offer. And so,
Congrats.
yeah, right. And so I didn't see the offer until Wednesday because it went to spam for some
Oh no.
reason
Oh
in
dang.
my inbox. But
What made you think
I,
to check spam?
oh, she called on Wednesday if I had any
Oh.
questions about the offer. And I was like, I actually haven't received it yet. And she's like, did
Oh
you check spam? And I was like, oh, I found
no.
it. So I look at it, right? And they were gonna pay so much money.
Oh.
It would have been insane.
Was it here in Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh my
I would
God.
have, okay. The offer, the rate was $46 an hour.
Are you
Oh
kidding?
my God.
For an internship?
For an internship.
So did
Wow.
you take it?
No.
Oh
Because you had
my
already
God.
signed your other one?
Well, I was really considering it, but for many reasons, I decided that my other internship was the better choice for me. Because for one, this internship, even though it's in Phoenix, it's really far. It's on the I-17 and the 303.
How far is that from you? Would you be living in
Over an
Gilbert over the
hour.
summer?
Huh?
Would you be living in Gilbert over the summer or still in Tempe?
I would be in Chandler. I grew up
Chandler.
in Gilbert. My family lives in Chandler now, so I would
Gotcha.
be in Chandler. And so that's over an hour, even when there's no traffic. So take traffic into
Oh my
account. You're
God.
looking
That
at an hour and a
commute
half,
would
2 hours.
be crazy.
Now, half
So I
your
would
money would
have
be
to get
down
an
to
apartment,
gas.
right? So then, like, that's already cutting into some, like, a lot of the money, extra money I'd be making. For context, my internship that I'm signed to right now, I'm making 25 an hour.
Which is
Pretty
still
good.
not bad. Yeah,
Right.
still
Pretty
not
good
bad.
for like my degree and for like, my experience and stuff. Like, that's why it was a, like, what did I say? Like a crisis in the best way, because I was choosing between like two good options.
I thought it was going to be like your thing fell through and you were scrambling to find something else. So I'm glad it worked
Oh
out.
no. It was just crazy because I just remember reading the offer for the first time and then just reading the your rate will be, and I was like, is this a joke? Like, is this
Is
a
that a
typo?
typo?
Like, is
That's
this
crazy. But
real?
that's you, it's optimistic because you have that to look forward to, like in your field, in your career, like that number only.
Absolutely. So Vishnu, with this whole crisis, and now what are you doing? What is the internship that
Okay,
you can't
yes.
decide on?
So, like I mentioned, for a variety of reasons, that money, it would have been really great, but I would have really had to have worked for that money, and then part of it for would have been for like rent, and they don't offer part-time during the school year for sure. So, I ended up choosing the internship I had already chosen because although it's less money, it's more flexible hours. There is work from home on work from home options if I need it. It's less strenuous on my body. It gives me more time this summer to focus on other things like my life. Yeah.
So valid.
So I ended up choosing to stick with it. But man, it was a tense week of calling my dad and calling
Oh, I'm
all these
sure.
people and being like, what do I do? Like, what do you think? Like, what would you choose? Like, everybody in my life had to hear it from me.
Now you get to have the best of both worlds. You get a hot girl summer and you get the internship.
And I still get to tell people that I got offered an insane amount of money, you know?
True. It is
Not
a
that it really matters
win-win-win.
for anything, but I just get to
Then
say.
you know your worth. Honestly, I
True.
don't know if you would feel comfortable doing this, but technically, depending on how much the internship you're doing is as you do, you could say, hey, I turned down this one paying me 45 for you guys if I could negotiate getting like $30 an hour or something, if you think that would be a fair ask.
I mean, maybe I feel like if I were to negotiate for a full-time pay,
Yeah.
that might be easier. With an internship, I kind of just feel like what they pay you is what they pay you. They're a lot more fixed on those
That's
rates.
true. That's true.
But yeah, especially because the two internships aren't necessarily in the exact same industry. So it's
Oh,
like
okay.
there may not be the same industry standard. So it's like maybe I'd be comparing apples to oranges with pay, you
Oh, that
know?
could be true. So your thing is like water. So is your internship related to that? Like, what are you actually doing?
Right. So the internship I'm staying with is water and wastewater treatment plant design. So
Okay.
basically, a government or slash municipal entities are always constantly designing new water and wastewater treatment, or requiring new water and wastewater treatment facilities because of like growing population, growing waste production, and also like all the existing facilities, which there are many around the city and country that we are the partners for. Need to be like for maintenance, renovation vibes, expansions, redevelopments. Like that's all part of what we do too. And then even on the private sector, a lot of really important pivotal private sector technologies utilize an extensive amount of water and do on-site industrial water treatment and water purification. So a big one is the semiconductor industry.
Oh,
Uses a ton of
true.
water, and we just got a huge new semiconductor fabrication facility, and that was where my other internship was going to be at. I was going to be doing
Oh,
water
okay.
systems oversight for them
Gotcha.
versus water treatment design, water systems construction, and oversight.
Interesting.
That sounds
It's
fun though.
coming
Like
soon.
design is always like that taps your little creative side too.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's following the designs that have come before me. But with design, you get more holistic look at things versus
True.
it's probably specifically just looking at the things that are present for this specific treatment
Yeah.
at this specific site. So
Yeah. So what made
so
you
exciting.
interested in that field of engineering? So did you just start with engineering as a whole and then later figured it out, or you knew from the get-go?
Yeah, I started as a chemical engineer,
Okay.
right? Just because I've always loved chemistry so much, like chemistry. And I also loved math, right? So where can I mix chemistry and math, right? Chemical engineering. And yeah, I'd have to put up with the physics. I don't hate physics, but it's not my forte, right?
For
And so I
sure.
started in chemical engineering, right? But for a variety of reasons, I switched from chemical to environmental partway into my time at ASU. One of which is that chemical, you have a much more diverse set of careers you can go to from it. But over 50% of chemical engineers get into petroleum, like natural gas and crude oil, stuff like that. I didn't necessarily want it to go into petrochemical,
Interesting.
right? And so that was like a factor. Like I don't want to do that. And then there's like other stuff too. Like I mean, semiconductors, once again, huge for chemical. Biochemical, pharmacy stuff, like all that. But I was always like passionate about like environmental issues. And what environmental engineering is that it's a lot of like
Sustainable
chemical
engineering.
engineering. Yeah. And it's a lot of chemical engineering principles and like chemical reactor balance, like process stuff that you learn as chemical engineering it's the same stuff that I love to do technically, but applied in on real world problems that like meet the our like world's environmental needs and the challenges of today and tomorrow
Right.
is what
That's
I how I like
great.
to see it. So it worked out great for me like that. So I made the
Yeah.
switch.
Really,
I love
like,
it.
really lucky that you were at ASU too, because I imagine very few schools have like environmental engineering as and like especially with such a sustainability focus. But ASU, since we have such a sustainability focus.
In a lot of schools, if you want to do environmental, you usually have to do like a civil degree, civil engineering, and
Yeah.
then get into an environmental job. But then you won't have the same level of environmental engineering knowledge
Yeah.
holistically that I would have going into that job. Or you do like a bachelor's in civil, master's, usually master's.
Gotcha.
Environmentals have existed for a while now, but environmental engineering bachelor's are just like now kind of on the up and gaining
Yeah.
traction.
So exciting. So exciting.
So that's how I got here.
There you go. Well, congratulations on the internship, though. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's great.
Internship. Yep. Fun summer ahead.
Yeah. Are you
Finally.
doing any travel, any trips, or are you just chilling here?
Yeah, I'll be doing multiple trips for sure. Nothing big planned yet, but definitely I want to spend 3 or 4 days in DC this summer because my friend's going to be in DC.
So am I. So am I. You can visit me.
Okay, yeah. When I'm in DC, I'll hit you up. I didn't know you're gonna be in
Yes.
DC. I knew you had your internship, but I didn't realize.
I will be
Connect the dots.
there June until school starts in the fall.
Okay, yeah, because I'd definitely be going probably in maybe July. I'm not
Yeah.
sure.
Let me know.
I'm
Let
going
me
to
know.
San Diego for July 4th.
That'll be
So fun.
fun. You have friends
So
there too?
yes, I do. Some of my really close friends here at ASU have already signed for jobs there,
Oh, nice.
starting in June, and so we were like, let's go
Yay.
visit, you know. And
Yay.
so I might go to San Diego once or twice over summer. And those are the trips I have kind of lined up right now. But I'm open to do more because I'll have the time.
Exciting.
Yeah. What about
Exciting.
you guys?
I'm going to Montreal in 3 weeks to go visit my Canadian friend. I don't know if you met her when she was here. She visited in March, early March, late February. So I'm going to visit her because she lives in Vancouver, but she's doing an internship in Montreal. So I'm going to visit her and then DC for the whole rest of the summer. So,
Cool.
yeah, for
Yes.
me, I'm going to Wisconsin to see my boyfriend for a couple days. Then I'll be going to Peru and then family trip to Chicago and then
Cool.
starting school in Tucson. Tyler walked in the back. Hi, Tyler.
Wow.
Spotlight.
So you are going to Peru. I feel on my other like I feel like I've heard multiple people talking about Peru this summer. Do you think
Oh, yeah.
Peru is like a hit spot for this summer that people are into? Because you know how like everyone was going to Portugal last summer, or like there was or
Were
like Tokyo. Like I just feel like those were like really like a lot of people. It was like really big in the cultural conscience that like
they?
those were
Yeah.
like the places to
Interesting.
go recently.
No,
Maybe
for me,
Peru.
it was more because of this program. It's a volunteering program where I get to work in clinical hospitals for my month that I'm going to be there. And so that's what pulled me into it. I didn't know. I did kind of hear people say they're going to Peru, but I didn't connect the dots that it was like the new place for the summer.
I
So
wonder
maybe.
if the people you've been hearing, Vishnu, are also doing this because it's volunteering abroad,
I
basically.
see. My friend is going to hike stuff.
Okay, to
He's
do Machu
hiking Machu Picchu, Nazca Lines, like all the
Picchu.
really cool aspects of Peru. And my parents want to go to Peru closer to the fall. So
I was
I guess
actually
because
supposed
of
to
that
go
trip.
next year, like next spring break, I was supposed to go, and then my dad found a better deal for Turkey, so we're going to Turkey instead.
Yeah, so maybe it
Turkey's
is the
great
place.
too. I've never, I mean, I don't know much of what to do in Turkey just because I never researched it, but it's got, I'm sure it has so much culture and
Oh,
history.
lots of
So, yeah.
history and stuff. We're doing a 2 week trip, so we're gonna see a lot.
Yeah, dive deep into
Cool.
that. I was just gonna say, I heard some horror stories. So I was telling someone recently that I'm going to Peru, and she was like, "Be careful, because I've heard so many stories of people going there and then getting a collapsed lung. Because apparently people go there to hike, but they're not fully prepared for it or they're not trained for it." I was like, "Don't worry, I'll go on maybe one hike if I'm forced into it. Other than that, we are not doing any of
True.
it."
Yeah,
Yeah. I
but
don't even know if you'll be
it's
in the
like
mountainous region of Antica, because you're going
not
to a more.
sure.
I
Yeah,
don't know if
definitely
it's a
not
mountain.
near Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu is like a whole overnight trip away, but we'll
Are you guys
see.
gonna be in like Lima?
I'll be a couple hours away from Lima. It's a rural city called Trujillo, and so we'll see
Okay.
who it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think you'll do ayahuasca?
What's that?
It's like it's like a drug that you could take, and it's like a whole psychedelic experience,
Oh,
and you're supposed
man.
to like
Yeah,
really
it's
get
like
in
they have
touch with
shamans and then
yourself.
they give you a drink and you go through a whole experience. It's supposed to be like super spiritual, like you
Wow.
have super duper vivid, long-lasting hallucinations or like
Yeah.
visions, I guess, and you're like
Yeah.
vomiting. It's like an
Yeah,
intense.
it's a whole thing. It's a
It's
whole
like
thing. We'll see
seriously
where the summer
one of the most
takes me then.
intense psychedelic experiences you can do. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you hear horror stories about ayahuasca too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful with that. But
Some
we'll
people just
see.
never stop seeing things.
That's
Wow.
crazy. On that note, we're gonna wrap it up and do Song of the Week. So this is what we do at the end of the episodes. Vishnu always is, what song have you been listening to on repeat this last week? If you know on the top of your head. If not, of course, you can scroll on
Oh,
your
of course I know.
music
It's
or
been
whatever.
everywhere recently. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
No, are
True.
you? I
So real. Then
was gonna say that,
say
and I never have a song prepared, and this is the one time I had a song
it. It's
prepared.
been unstoppable.
It's
Song of the
very
summer for
catchy.
real.
It's everywhere. And I re-downloaded TikTok in the last couple weeks because school's been pretty easy, and it's just constant on there. I'm seeing it everywhere. Darn, you
It's
stole
blowing
mine.
up.
That's never
Sorry, I'm
happened
sorry.
before in like the 3 years we've been recording. No one
We've had, not with a guest, we've had the same song before,
have we?
Avantika, but
Maybe.
yeah.
Okay. So let's
I
see
mean,
what mine
it's just the
would be.
moment right now, so.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mine is a Spanish song. Shocker. Mine's Atari by Dana Paola, and that's a really, it's a very actually like racy song, but it
Oh.
has such a good beat. It's like very, it's very
Nice.
good.
I
Have you
think
guys seen Challengers?
no, I really
we
want
want
to.
to. We were
I really
talking
want
about that
to.
yesterday. That's on
I
the
need to see
list.
it. If I didn't have final exams, I would have seen it already, but I won't be able to see it until way later. But dude, it looks so good.
I
Yeah,
know.
I'm excited.
Zendaya, anything with her, I'll watch.
Anything. No, she has that star power. People say movie stars are dead. Like, I will watch anything Zendaya's in. And it's
So
like,
real. So
that's not
real.
just me. That's so many people, you know?
Yeah. Avantika, if you can't come up with another one, it's okay.
No, it's okay. I did think of one just because we were
Okay.
listening to it yesterday. Go the Distance from Hercules. It's on the top of my head.
You've
Such a
been
bop.
listening to that all week, literally the
No, but
one
I've never
time.
done listening to all week because it's always the song of the moment for me.
Yeah,
That's what
we
I go
did go
for.
to Buffalo Chip last night, Vishnu.
I
So
still need to go.
I know
Last
next
night I went to a
time.
grad party and there was like talk of people going to Mill. I think some people did end up mobilizing to go out there, but I just stayed home, went to sleep. Excuse me,
Yeah.
especially because I went out on Friday.
Yeah.
But I still need to go to Buffalo Chip. My friends also want to go to Denim and Diamond in Gilbert.
Yes.
I want to go there.
Denim and Diamonds is way closer, so I want to go for that to that. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the
Yeah.
podcast, Vishnu. Hopefully
Thank
you
you for having
enjoyed. It was a
me.
good
What a fun
time.
conversation.
Yeah, it was a
Yes.
good time.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank
You
you.
too. We'll see
Bye.
you next time.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.